News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The new academic year got off to a smooth start on Monday, September 5. Minister of Education, Senator Will Reid, who gave the affirmation, says there have been no adverse reports from schools, adding that the ministry is prepared to respond to any concerns. He was addressing a school opening ceremony at Seward Primary and Junior High in St. Andrew on Monday. The function, organized by the ministry in collaboration with the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, was held to mark the institution's 60th anniversary, as well as promote a focus on safety in schools. Meanwhile, the Education Minister says the government is focused on the transformation of the Jamaican society by instilling positive values and attitudes among the youth.
The education system will support achievement of the mindset change through its socialization function, where Jamaicans will be exposed to and be provided with the tools to adopt for the transformational values.
Meanwhile, the government will be removing 12 additional schools from the shift system this academic year. These include 3 primary and junior high schools, as well as 9 secondary institutions. Minister of Education, Senator Will Reid, says approximately 14,395 students will be impacted.
While Rome wasn't built in a day, we can't all do them in 1 year. Mm-hmm. We'll have a program year by year to reduce the amount of schools on shift until we eradicate.
The move will bring to 37 the number of schools in which the shift system has been abolished since the start of the 2015-2016 academic year. The education minister adds that even more schools will be removed from the system over time and that a schedule will be made available on the ministry's progress. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has committed to assist local brewing company Red Stripe to increase the acreage of lands it has under cassava production. The company is moving to bring 1,000 acres of land under cassava production as part of a long-term project. This as it presses ahead with plans to incorporate cassava starch as a major ingredient in several of its products. Mr. Holness says the government is determined to provide the macroeconomic framework which will allow companies such as Red Stripe to expand and create more jobs. He says the onus is on his administration to get more government-owned idle lands under production as soon as possible.
But being here today and seeing the commitment and witnessing the symbolic shipment, I want to see more. I want to see Red Stripe expand even more. So I'm going to crack the whip, proverbially, to get you the additional acreage that you need.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a media conference at the Red Stripe plant on Wednesday. And the new toll rates on the North-South Highway will become effective on Monday, September 12. Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry says, arising from ongoing discussions with the operators of the toll road, an agreement has been made to forego the increase in rates to which they are entitled at this time. According to Minister Henry, he is satisfied that the issues raised previously are being addressed. He says the operators of the toll road will remove the discount that currently obtains and implement the rates that were published at the opening of the road in March. Under the concession agreement, the toll operators are entitled to increased rates in September 2016. However, Minister Henry was able to negotiate a better rate for motorists using the corridor. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Adrian Atkinson.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.